Ian. Welcome to Creator Coco. This podcast helps you become a better creator by helping you learn from what other creators have already figured out. If you'd like to get in touch with us, you can send us a tweet at Creator Coco. That's creator and then C-O-C-O-A. In this episode, we talk about the journey to financial freedom and self-independence and some strategies that can help you achieve these goals. I hope you learn something that helps you become a better creator. This episode was brought to you by Fictionista. Fictionista is an app for writing, where new sentences, storylines, and characters can be magically suggested to you as you write, using the power of artificial intelligence. With Fictionista, it's easier than ever to create new worlds and write that story you've always wanted to write. No more writer's block. You can download Fictionista from the App Store or the Play Store, or go to Fictionista.club. That's Fictionista.club. And we are rolling. Today, the idea was for us to speak about financial independence. This is one goal that a lot of people have and a lot of people should have because it's one of the most important goals that you can set for yourself. The idea that you have enough money saved up, or you have enough wealth, or you have investments. You do not need to depend on employment. You don't need to depend on someone else. You can be independent and either pursue your own businesses, you can retire, you can pursue your own hobbies. Different people have different ideas of what they would do with the extra time that is presented to them whenever you're financially free. But the general idea is to just be independent. So let me look up the exact definition of financial independence. So financial independence is the status of having enough income or wealth sufficient to pay one's living expenses for the rest of one's life without having to be employed or dependent on others. Income earned without having to work a job is commonly referred to as passive income. And we'll talk about some of these topics and how you can achieve something like passive income. But the idea here was to just generally speak about some strategies you can use to achieve financial independence. What are some things you can try? What's important to consider if you want to be financially free? A lot of times, if you're just getting into the job market, if you're on your first job, if you're on your second job, some of these ideas may have not occurred to you yet. Like if you're still early in your career, because you're still looking at a path of maybe climbing up the corporate ladder or achieving, you know, some status when it comes to your employment. But this is also an alternative option or something else to consider if you would like an alternative path. So now that we've defined what financial independence is, I'll start by talking about a few strategies that you can use to help you in this journey. These are also some things I am in the process of implementing myself. And I think some of these are very important to consider. Some of them seem very obvious. Like when you talk about money, like some things seem like common sense, but there's a huge difference between what we consider common sense and our actual behavior. And you find that a lot of times the things that we say or the things that we think we should do and the things that, you know, we actually do end up being very different, especially if you have not reached a point in life where you are actively and explicitly considering some of these ideas. So the basic idea of financial independence, the basic idea of money, the basic idea of economy, and the most important idea, the core of your finances, the core of your financial plan, is the idea that you should spend less than you make. Spend less money than you make. So if you receive a certain amount of money every month or every year, it's important that you spend less than that. There are people who can earn, for example, this is just a rough example. Let's say you earn $100,000 a year, but if you also spend $100,000 a year, you are pretty much not in a good position because you're not saving any money. There are other people who are making maybe $30,000 a year, but you can live on $5,000 a year. So you can end up saving $25,000 a year. So that's the equation that you should be looking at here. And it's kind of related to this other equation, which is that happiness is equals to reality over expectations. And when it comes to money, usually the objective that we are trying to fulfill when it comes to money is to, we're trying to be happier in a sense. Although happiness is a vague idea, that's the kind of idea that we are usually kind of looking for. And that's usually where our money goes to, whether it's conscious or whether it's subconscious. We spend money on things which we consider things that make us happy, things that are going to improve our lives in some way. A lot of times it's just false advertising, which is why when you look at this equation of happiness is equals to reality over expectations, if you reduce the amount of expectations that you have out of life, if you completely reduce the amount of, you know, stuff that you need to survive every month or every year, then you're going to be much happier in general, even though your life is going to be less filled with all these distractions. One common thing that you'll find that is a huge waste of money is the idea that we compare ourselves with others and try to show that we have wealth. A lot of times you'll find that someone has something that either is expensive or is well made or is something that you admire. And the two of you are probably in different, tax brackets, or you make different amounts of money. But you'll find that someone who is not as rich, someone who is more poor than the other person, would tend to either go out and spend their hard-earned money or a huge chunk of their salary or their income in order to show that they can, that they are just as important as the other person who has that thing. And this idea of comparing ourselves to others is one of the biggest things that you need to be aware of, because it's also something that is subconscious sometimes. You don't realize that the reason why you are making this purchase is so that you can show off, so that you can make yourself feel important, and not necessarily because you will find utility out of these things. If you really analyze life, you'll find that you need very little for you to actually be happy. If you have something that you're working on every day that you're passionate about, and you have food and you're exercising and you're healthy and you can, you know, you can drink water, you need very little in order to have a sustainable life, if you also have a roof over your head and things like that. So be cognizant of this idea. You need to spend less than you make. And this is the idea of living below your means. So even if you're making a certain amount of money, you need to be able to analyze what that money is currently going towards. A lot of it should be, you know, being saved up. You should not be spending money on things which you don't necessarily need. They don't provide you utility. They limit your productivity, or they don't necessarily add to your life, or they waste your time. And one way you can do this is by, and this is one why I said some of this stuff is common sense, but you should budget. You should budget, and you should also be analyzing and tracking your expenses. So every expense that you spend, everything that you spend money on, and this is not like a silver bullet or something that will solve the problem, because the problem is much deeper. The problem of comparing ourselves to others is much deeper. But yeah, usually you start understanding yourself better by being a bit more scientific, and that starts by recording data. And this data is, I spent money on this particular good at this particular time. There are many apps which can help you do that. If you just check the App Store and the Play Store, you'll find applications where you can enter all the different transactions that go through your wallet. So anything you spend, even transaction fees, you can figure out how much transaction fees you've been paying over a certain amount of time. So it's important to be as detailed as you can. Your money is the most important kind of metric that you should probably measure, apart from things to do with your health. You should always be tracking your expenses in as much detail as you can. And apart from that, once you have been able to track your expenses, you need to now look at all the things which you spend money on which are not necessary. Some of these things may or may not include things like fast food, things like online subscriptions, what else, traveling, trips, what else? Different kinds of foods, going out, partying, and excess things like that. So analyze your expenses. And then after you have looked at the different kinds of items that you have been spending your money on, decide which ones are important and decide which ones are not important. After that, you need to understand of the important ones, how much are those going to cost you? And that is going to form the foundation of your budget. So you're going to know that if I pay for these things, I'm going to be able to survive through life, and the rest is just, extra stuff that is not necessary, and I'm not going to die. I've paid my rent. I have paid maybe some important subscriptions that I need, or maybe I've paid what else? I have money for groceries. That's usually those are usually the most important things. It's usually rent, groceries, and maybe a few online subscriptions or even costs for your business, if that's important. Apart from that, then you should consider everything else savable. And if you spend that money, you're spending it on things which are not necessarily going to bring you back the returns that you would expect out of that kind of money. And this also goes in line with the idea of being comfortable with less. So even if you make a certain amount of money, you should kind of be okay living a frugal life. Let me put it like that. Like living a frugal life. Like you can afford something, but you are very frugal and you don't consider the money that you have as something that you can easily be parted from. And this will help you to save as much as you possibly can. When you start saving, it's also important to, first of all, create an emergency fund. So this is a pile of money that you set aside for a rainy day, quote unquote. I'm sure you've heard about that. You've heard of that term. And it's just in other words, it's a peace of mind kind of account where you put in money that you have a foundation for if anything goes wrong, you always have a pile of money that can help you. And on top of that, now you can now start thinking about things like savings, investments, and putting your money in places where it can grow. But having a peace of mind account or a savings account where you have a specific amount of money that you've put aside, even if it's small at first, but it's important for you to think about just putting aside a certain amount of money that's going to help you in the future if you ever need to. But the biggest thing it's going to help you with is having a peace of mind, because you don't necessarily want to worry about whether or not you have enough money or whether or not if something happens, you're going to be covered. So having a specific amount of money saved up or your emergency fund is going to be a huge also psychological boon that's going to help you get through life. The other thing that's important in your journey towards financial independence is to avoid debt. So credit cards, borrowing money, gambling, and in general, I guess spending money on things you don't need that would require you to end up taking loans. You don't want to be in a situation where you owe people money, because that means you're now in the negative. Instead of being in the positive, like we're speaking about, you now owe someone money, which is not a good situation. So avoid debt as much as you can. I am aware that in some situations it's the only way for you to proceed in life, but also be cognizant that it's not the best way to proceed, and it's also limiting your independence in the future. So avoid taking on debt as much as you can. In some cases, I guess people recommend that there's good ways to use debt, but unless you are very aware of exactly what you're doing with that debt and exactly how it's going to help you. Like you're not taking on debt in order to buy the latest clothes or in order to buy a car or something like that. You don't need to take on debt to do some of these things. So debt is really bad. It's gonna limit you in the future. So avoid it as much as you can. But I understand in some situations it's the only way to go forward. And also in some situations it's actually a good thing. But unless you're very sure of what you're doing when it comes to debt, you don't need to take any money. It's okay for you to live like a broke person. It's okay for you to miss out on some things. It's okay for you to not have the latest X or the latest Y, for you to reuse your clothes, for you to, eat, just bare minimum food that's gonna keep you healthy. You don't need to eat the fanciest food as well or go to the fanciest places. The there's this idea that if everyone else was blind except us, we probably wouldn't care about how we look, anything we wear, which just goes to tell you that a lot of the things we do is just in the pursuit of feeling important in the eyes of others. Also, when it comes to saving money and also saving your time, one thing that's important to consider that I don't see being talked about enough is the idea of our relationships with the people we love, our lovers, our girlfriends, our boyfriends, and things like that. When you're growing up in our society nowadays, through Instagram, through music videos, through basically our culture and popular media, there is always a subconscious effort to push us into relationships, that you need to have a girlfriend, that you need to have a boyfriend, that you need to, and this is specifically or especially for guys, because guys are usually the ones who feel pressure if you're in a relationship to spend money, to spend time, to not focus on your business, to do X and to do Y, to basically take your foot off the gas because you have a girlfriend. And having a girlfriend slash a wife, and even worse, a baby, can really limit the options that you have when it comes to your financial independence, because now you are, you know, you have someone depending on you. So all the choices you make are not necessarily for you, for yourself. And it's not bad to get married. It's not bad to have a baby. It's just that it's very important to do it at the right time when you're in the right situation and you do not want to do some of these things by accident or without necessarily thinking about them. So one thing I recommend if you're a guy, if you're in a relationship and if you're maybe in your late 20s, if you're between 25, 30 something, or early 30s, something like that, if you're in a position to try living with by yourself without a girlfriend, without looking for sex, without looking for women, without looking for anything like that, try living by yourself without spending money on someone else. And just try to see the life that you're going to have in that situation where you don't have a girlfriend who you have to spend money on. All your money belongs to you. And you're also not looking for women. You're not looking to get laid. You're not looking for girls. You're not looking for anything. All you're focused on is your business. All you're focused on is improving yourself. All you're focused on is making money and achieving the goals that you have for your life. This is not something I hear talked about, but it's important to spend like, you know, 2, 3, 5 years in that situation and see how far you're going to get. Because a lot of people, a lot of guys, especially if you're young or maybe if you're in your, you know, late 20s, early 30s, a lot of guys are wasting time and money on women. A lot of women are sucking the life out of men, and it can end up in a situation where you get married early. And if you get married too early, that's going to mess up your finances. If you happen to get a baby in that situation, that's also going to mess up your finances, and it's going to make it much more difficult for you to be financially free. So really think about the person that you're with. Really think about whether you need to have a girlfriend. Really think about where that money is going in a relationship. Because, you know, sometimes your wife or girlfriend wants something in the house, something comes into the house, then they need the other thing that matches that thing. Or they need to go out and have expensive drinks, or they need gifts, or they need X and Y. And also the time that you spend with this person, which is even more valuable, could be spent on doing things like business. I don't mean that you turn into a nun. I don't mean that you never have sex during this period. I just mean that you are very aware that you have the option of not chasing sex, not chasing women, not chasing girls. You have the option of completely focusing on your work and the objectives that you have in life. And that's a freeing idea. Once you start exploring it, you realize, oh, I really don't need this. I can actually survive. And that's something I would recommend that you consider. Now, I've been talking about life goals. In general, I've just spoken about the things that you do in general for you to achieve financial independence. Those are just, you don't need to show off, live below your means, budget your money, make sure you're tracking every cent that is coming in and going out, be comfortable living like a poor person, living like, you know, below your means. Avoid women if you can. And if you're in your, you know, if you're between 25 and 30, you know, 32, I guess. Afterwards, if you have enough money, you're going to be able to get the women that you want, because you're going to be in a good place and you're not going to be able to, you're not going to be struggling with money. Avoid debt and also create an emergency fund. Those are some of the general ideas you need to think about if you would like to be financially independent. And I've also spoken about life goals. So financial independence isn't just about, you know, the money part. I also want to talk about now the circumstances that surround your life that can contribute to your financial independence. So the first thing is you need to be able to understand yourself. We all think that we know who we are. We all think that we know ourselves, of course, because we are constantly in our own heads, and we get the feeling that we understand ourselves. But this is a quote from Plato, or just one of those Greek philosophers. It's know yourself. And this is probably one of the most important journeys that you can ever embark on. The idea of understanding who you are and how you work and how your emotions are processing and how you feel and what excites you and how your brain works and organizing your own mind. That is an extremely important thing for you to do. And it's probably one of also the most fulfilling things you can do when you just start the process of understanding yourself. I don't think you can ever fully understand yourself because there are always improvements to make and there's always more optimizations that you can add. Like life is always a learning process, but you need to start explicitly trying to understand yourself, like create a framework for understanding who you are. Don't just walk around like being blown around by the winds. And one of the ways you can start understanding yourself is by understanding where your time goes. So if you want to be financially independent, it's the idea of saving time. That's ultimately what we want to do. We want to move time away from the things we don't care about into the things we care about. And so the same way you're supposed to budget and track your money, you should also now budget and track your time. And the time part is actually very, very important. So you need to understand where all of your time goes. You need to understand this is how much time I spend on average here. This is how much time I spend there. This is how much time I spend sleeping. This is how much time I spend working. This is how well I work. You need to just start thinking like as a scientist, like think scientifically about where your time goes, how you're spending it. Is it necessary for you to spend it this way? And you've probably had this one before, but one of the biggest wastes of time is social media and apps and things like that. And I know you probably think I'm good. I only watch X amount, or I only use this app, or this app isn't so bad. But when you actually start measuring the amount of time that you spend in these applications over days, over weeks, over months, you start to realize just how absorbed you're going to be. One thing you can do is to completely uninstall all the apps that, you know, any social media app, uninstall YouTube especially, and even like Instagram, like if you have, especially like don't have TikTok on your phone if you want to be productive. And just be very, very cognizant of where your time is going. Use things like screen time. Try to like look at the analytics for how much time you spend watching YouTube every week. It'll give you a good idea of where your time is going. And then you can think to yourself, oh, I spent X amount of hours, watching TikTok or, you know, on Reddit or something like that. What could I have done with that time that would have been more useful? And then you start just slowly chipping away at where your time has been going. But apps, if you're able to limit the number of apps that you're using and only focus on the things which make you productive and which help you achieve your goals, that's usually one shortcut. Or it's not a shortcut, it's usually just you have to transform your habits and leave things behind and turn into a different kind of person. And now, apart from being able to manage your time and you understand where your time is going and you've also budgeted, you also know that this, now that I am aware of, I have 24 hours, this is how I'm going to spend it. This amount of time is going to go here, this amount of time is going to go there. And then you just keep refining that process over years and years until you have something that is really sustainable for you. So apart from that, you also now need to choose the right things to work on. Now that you have all this free time, or now that you are aware of where your time is going and you feel like you have time to do productive things, you need to now choose the right career. Like if you have a job that you hate, or if you're doing things that you don't enjoy, you need to find a way to move out of those roles or move out of those jobs or move out of those careers into things which you find more enjoyable. Initially, if you're not financially independent, it can be much more difficult and you might have to do jobs which you don't enjoy. But as time goes on, it's important for you to look for roles and look for positions where you actually enjoy doing the work. You don't want to be miserable. And when you're doing a better job, when you're happier in your position, you're going to do a better job and you're going to be able to make more money, which will help you in your financial independence. On top of that, it's also always important to persevere. don't give up. If you're starting a new business, if you're starting a new project, if you're starting a new hobby, if you're trying new things, don't give up. Persistence is one of the most important lessons you can learn. Consistency is more important than intensity. Even if you're looking at someone else, and you should not necessarily look at someone else, you should just be comparing yourself to yourself. But even if you see someone else and they're doing, you know, an intense amount of work, or they're doing something intense, you should always ask yourself whether that thing is sustainable. Sustainability, or being able to do something over the long term so that the results that you get can compound over time, is extremely important. So always think about consistency. It's not about waking up and doing 50,000 push-ups. You know, it's not about, pushing the hardest. It's always about, can I push the longest? And can I push the most consistently? And so if you're starting a business, if you're doing a hobby, don't give up on your projects. Don't feel, you know, discouraged at some point, and always feel like you can persevere. Of course, you should do this in a realistic way. Like, you should always be able to change and take in feedback from the world. If maybe your business isn't achieving the goals you wanted, what can you change about the business? But you should never look at something and give up on your business or stop yourself from going for the goals that you want. So persevere, make sure you're working hard. And finally, when it comes to this idea of life goals, it's also important for you to be learning as much as you can. Learn about yourself, learn about, you know, interesting topics, learn about science, learn about mathematics, learn about, economics. Like, be a nerd. There is so much information in the world, and the world is such an interesting place that you can't afford to not learn. There's so much interesting stuff happening all the time, and it's important for you to go look for it. Like, it might not be, like, maybe you're interested in cooking, and so keep learning about cooking, or keep learning about, I don't know, electronics, or keep reading books, keep, learning about yourself, writing journals, for example. You can do something like that to help you understand yourself. But you also need to create processes for you to be learning, processes for you to be improving yourself. And this is going to contribute greatly to what you consider financial independence. It's going to open your mind, give you more ideas for, you know, even businesses that you can take, passions. You can, during this process of learning, you can encounter new passions and new ideas that you can combine with your existing ideas to help you make even more money in the future. So those are two components of financial independence. So first of all, the economics, which I spoke about, and now just a general life. And the third thing I'd like to add is your health. So none of this matters. It doesn't matter whether you're financially independent if you're not healthy. If you look at in the mirror and you don't, if you're not happy with what you're seeing, if you're constantly insecure, if you're not confident, if you don't love yourself, and if you're not happy with the body that you have, or if you're sick, and you know you have medical issues, you do not want to be in that situation. And so it's very important for you to do the most that you can to be as healthy as possible. This is usually very basic, but at the same time, in our modern world, with all the distractions that we have, fast food and things like that, and just chilling on the couch, it can also be very difficult because it's a habit that you need to build up. And it basically comes down to eating healthy. So make sure that what you're putting in your body is healthy stuff. It's a balanced meal. Do you have proteins, carbohydrates? Do you have things like legumes, vegetables? Are you eating fruits? Are you drinking water? And apart from that, are you avoiding, you know, there's nothing wrong with having ice cream. There's nothing wrong with KFC. There's nothing wrong with any of that, but it's just the amount, the quantity. So make sure you're eating healthy and you're having a balanced meal, and it doesn't need to be the fanciest meal. You know, you don't need to be eating the fanciest stuff all the time. You can just have a very basic meal that's healthy for you, and it's good. You know, it doesn't, it's not like a 5-star meal, but it gets you through the day, and it fuels you for the productivity that you're going to have. And then apart from eating healthy, you also need to exercise. So you also need to have this idea in your head that every single day, no matter what, it's important for you to exercise. It's important for you to move your body, work out, sweat a little, experience some difficult bodily strain. And it doesn't have to be excess. It can be for 30 minutes. It can be for, you know, for 15 minutes, it can be for 45 minutes, depending on how intense you want that workout to be. But as with everything else, the important thing here is consistency over intensity. You don't want to do a workout today and miss another workout tomorrow. It's better you do a 5-minute workout today and a 5-minute workout tomorrow than you don't do any workout at all in those 2 days. So even if you're feeling lazy, even if you're feeling like, you know, you're not going to be able to make it, do the least amount possible. Do like a lazy version of the workout that you're supposed to do, but make sure that you train your body in a way that you're going to be able to do this workout or exercise every single day. And that way you don't have to think about it. You don't have to be like, oh, am I going to work out today? Am I not going to work out today? You just be like, oh, by default, I'm working out. And you can build up on top of that. So all these things, they take time to set up. Sometimes you might start and then you might fail. And then sometimes you might start, it might not work out, but that's when you analyze things. You're like, okay, fine. Why did this not work out? How can I improve it? Then you try something else. Did that work out? How can I improve it? Oh, that worked and things like that. So don't look at it as I failed or I succeeded. Look at the exact reason why you failed or succeeded so you can know how to repeat that feat again and again. Finally, when it comes to health, it's important to have good sleeping habits. Sleep is probably the foundation of how you spend your time. When you sleep is going to determine how everything else is going to happen. It's going to determine how much energy you have in the morning. It's going to determine how much energy you have before you sleep in the evening. And so it's important to find a routine for yourself, but you can also have a consistent sleep. This is something I've struggled with for many, many years. I still struggle with sleep now, but it's something I'm still working on. And for me, I have been able to drastically improve kind of my sleeping habits and in a way that makes me happy, and I'm able to be consistent with it, but I still struggle with sleep. And so it's important for you to think about, when do I sleep? When do I wake up? How long did I sleep? What kind of sleep quality did I get? And you know, when should I expect to fall asleep again and things like that. So just also be scientific about the sleeping patterns that you have, because that's going to determine how much energy you're going to have throughout the day, and try to innovate and find new interesting ways for you to experience your sleep. Like try experiment with different times, try experiment with different strategies, because when you get good sleep, then you can work really well. And when you work really well, you can make a bunch of money that's going to lead to financial independence. A lot of times you'd hear an excuse for people who are not doing the things that they want to do, which is that I don't have enough time, or I need to wait until X, or I need to wait until a certain specific time. But if you have time to watch Netflix, you have time to browse Instagram for even 5 minutes, then those are 5 minutes you could have used to achieve your goals. If you have time to, you know, if you're wasting any amount of time, then that's time that you could be using to achieve your goals. And you'd find that you have a lot of time. You have enough time to achieve any kind of goal that you want, if you're careful, dedicated, persistent, and if you're hungry and you go for it, you have enough time to achieve anything that you want, including financial independence. So in summary, if you want to be financially independent, there's a few things you need to consider. First of all, consider your economics. So make sure you're not wasting your money, and make sure you are spending less money than you make. Make sure you're increasing your savings. Also, make sure that you set appropriate life goals, understand yourself, understand your lifestyle, and make sure you're doing the right things that make you happy. Don't do things which make you miserable, because that is going to lead you down a road that you do not want to go in. If you're a guy, consider not having a girlfriend, not chasing women. Don't look for any of that stuff. Consider just, you know, going into monk mode and focusing on yourself for a few months, for a few years. You do not need women. Just a tip. And then finally, think about your health. It's important for you to have good habits, to eat healthy, to work out, and to also sleep, have good sleeping habits, and to understand yourself. So those are some of the ideas I wanted to discuss. Happiness is equal to reality over expectations. Reduce your expectations and you're going to be much happier. Okay? So, yeah. I hope that this was an interesting discussion for you. I hope that you have some ideas which can help you on your journey to financial independence. This is also a journey I am on. I am also seeking financial independence, and hopefully I will get there. And I appreciate you tuning in to the pod, and I'll see you in the next one. Bye-bye.